This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. A newly released government email shows the White House sought to freeze aid to Ukraine just 90 minutes after President Donald Trump spoke to President Volodymyr Zelensky on the phone call between them that now lies at the center of the U.S. president's impeachment. This new trove of emails shows that Michael Duffy of the Office of Management and Budget had asked the Department of Defense to please hold off on that nearly $400 million in aid to Ukraine. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
91 minutes after President Trump's July 25th call with President Zelensky, in which he asked for a favor, Michael Duffy, a top Trump administration official, sent an email ordering that the military assistance be withheld and that that order be hush-hush.
Meanwhile, discussions continue about the upcoming impeachment trial of the president. One of the big issues is whether witnesses be called to testify. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has called on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to deliver the articles of impeachment so the trial can go forward.
Yeah, as I've said repeatedly, we can't take up a matter we don't have. And so hopefully they'll be on the way over at some point.
Pelosi has indicated she's waiting for more information on how the Senate plans to handle the trial. The U.S. military has announced that a U.S. service member was killed in action Monday in Afghanistan. In making the announcement, the U.S. Forces Afghanistan did not provide further details on where and how the casualty occurred. The Taliban, in a statement, claimed the United States casualty occurred in the volatile northern Kunduz province. The insurgent group said it targeted Afghan and American soldiers with a roadside bomb as they tried to conduct a joint raid against Taliban positions in the Chardara district. From the News Center in Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.